Morning, everybody. Thanks for being with us this morning. Hope you had a good weekend. I'm Tom Hall. This is Maryland Morning. Last month, the Environmental Integrity Project issued a report commissioned by the Able Foundation that says that hundreds of millions of gallons of sewage are being pumped into the Jones Falls and the Inner Harbor, and that the city has consistently underreported the volume of raw waste that is released from its aging system of pipes. In 2002, the city signed a consent decree with the EPA and the Maryland Department of the Environment to settle a lawsuit requiring the city to fix this enormous problem. To pay for the fixes, the city tripled our water and sewer rates. The Department of Public Works estimates that about $700 million has been spent so far on improvements to the aging system, but last week, after 13 years, the city missed the deadline to complete the work. Tom Pelton is the lead author of the study, which is called Stopping the Flood Beneath Baltimore's Streets. He's also the host of The Environment in Focus here on WIPR, which is sponsored by the Able Foundation, the same sponsor of the report. He joins me in the studio. Joining us on the phone is Jeffrey Raymond. He's the Chief of Communications and Community Affairs at the Department of Public Works here in Baltimore. Jeff
Great
Raymond,
to be with you, Tom.
Thank you for being here. And Tom, good to see you. Tom, I wonder if you could just give us an overview about what's happening. How is it that we're sort of intentionally pumping sewage into the Jones Falls?
Well, not really intentionally.
It is intentional. The city is intentionally.
Well, Jeff, we'll give you a chance here in a second, but let's have Tom sort of summarize what's in the report, and then I'll ask you to respond.
All right.
Yeah, what we found is that the city is intentionally piping raw sewage into the Jones Falls, which goes right into the Inner Harbor in large amounts. 335 million gallons intentionally piped into the Jones Falls over the last 5 years. And this is because the city's system is badly decayed. It's overwhelmed. Whenever it rains, a lot of the water gets into the cracks in the pipes, and it can't handle all of the stormwater mixed with sewage in the system. So the city has, it's kind of like a relief valve. It's a relief pipe that when it is raining and the system's overwhelmed, it'll release this sewage into the Jones Falls, and it goes right into the Inner Harbor. The problem is the city is not following the law and reporting to the public when it has these large sewage overflows. The state law requires any overflow of more than 10,000 gallons to have a press release issued, so the public is notified about it. And by state policy, the city is supposed to report it to the Maryland Department of the Environment's Public Sewage Overflow Database. The city has not been doing that. Over the last 5 years, if you look on that database, only 22 million gallons of sewage has been reported as being released. In fact, it's 15 times that amount. So the city is not reporting it to this MDE public database, and it's not issuing press releases as required by law.
All right, so Jeff Raymond, let's take those one at a time.
There's a lot that just happened. Now, let's start with the most recent part about the press releases and notifying the public. This is critical stuff. We absolutely report overflows of 10,000 gallons.
Not true.
And we absolutely report those overflows from those two remaining structured overflows in our quarterly reports to our state regulators.
But not to the public, as required by law.
Okay,
regulator is a public agency, Tom.
But it's not to the public.
Okay,
press releases to the public.
Before we get to the reporting and who's getting the reports, Jeff Raymond, if there is an overflow, if the pipes are filled up, you have, as you say, these two remaining pipes that are doing this overflow. These
are structured overflows.
Structured overflows, meaning that they are intentional, that you have to put them there. Because if you didn't put them into the Jones Falls, aren't you worried that they would back up into people's homes? And to date, there are more than 400 people in the city who have filed lawsuits about because they've had this horrible sewage pumped into their, ending up in their basement. So if it doesn't go into the Jones Falls, where would it go?
Well, it would continue to back up and further up into people's homes, and so by keeping them open, you're right, we do avoid the situation of having worse sewer backups than we would. It's important to note again that initially in the early stages of our consent decree, we found 62 of these structured overflows throughout the city, and we closed all but these last two. These last two are going to be closed over the next coming years thanks to a program at the Back River Wastewater Treatment Plant, a very complex, very expensive program that we refer to as the Headworks Project. So we do have a plan in place, and we will be putting out bids as soon as this month to begin that project.
So
that
you're
will
saying
close, allow us eventually to close those two remaining overflows.
You literally are saying that there's no other place for it to go than the Inner Harbor?
There's no other place for it to go than into the Jones Falls, where it was, believe it or not, many, many years ago when this old 100-year-plus system was designed to do.
Right,
and remember, we're talking about a system, again, that's more than 100 years old. It was designed to meet old standards that did not have the tight environmental requirements that, thank goodness, we do today.
Sure. So, Tom Pelton, if it didn't go into the Jones Falls, it would end up in people's basements. What are you supposed to do in the interim between now and when this thing finally gets fixed, these final two pipes?
The point we're trying to make in the report is that the city was given 14 years and almost $1 billion to address this problem, to stop the overflows, and they haven't done it yet. So
we haven't finished.
You've done about half,
the job,
as we say in the report, about half of the projects required by the consent decree.
And we have a plan in place. We have not stopped. The January 1st deadline has indeed come and gone, but that hasn't changed what we're doing here. We are absolutely focused on meeting our requirements to secure a system-wide fix, and that will be our goal going forward.
But Jeff Raymond,
how about the public reporting?
It's been 14 years. You've collected $2 billion from ratepayers in the city of Baltimore, and it hasn't been done. What would lead us to be confident that you can get it done in the next few years, as you say?
When the new extension comes out, and unfortunately I don't have a good date for
this
you.
This is an extension to the consent decree.
You will see a rather specific set of requirements and a plan that we have, a comprehensive plan, to make sure that we are treating our waterways, cleaning our waterways, and treating the sewage as we have to do going forward, as opposed to the plan we inherited designed 100 years ago.
There's some talk that the city is asking for as much as a 10-year extension on this consent decree. That seems like a long time, and if that's 10 more years of pumping sewage into the Jones Falls, how can anybody find that acceptable?
Well, I can't go into the details of the consent decree extension because, again, it has not been made public yet. So if it's not public, I really can't comment publicly on it. But what I can tell you is the Headworks project is going to alleviate as much as 83% of the ongoing overflows that we're seeing throughout the city. That is not a 10-year project. That's a project that we're going to see by, well, let me put it this way, it won't be 10 years. The terms are going to be discussed in public when we take this to bid. Again, should be this month. We'll be able to talk about it in much greater detail.
Yeah.
But
certainly, sir, you can understand people's frustration that after 13 or 14 years, you're just halfway through with $2 billion in the bank to address this problem.
That's money that's being spent all along. This was a project that began at the beginning, which was designing a program that was going to meet all the needs of the city.
But money isn't the problem in this case, right? You've got the funds to do the work. Is that correct?
We feel comfortable where we are now, but there's much more work ahead. This is the point that we're trying to make. We have a plan. We have a program, and it's going to be moving forward.
Mm-hmm. And Tom Pelton, in the meantime, it's often not safe to be, for example, in a kayak in the Inner Harbor. Your report talks about experts from outside the DPW doing studies. And
we gave data on water quality monitoring in the Inner Harbor to Edward Bauer, a water quality expert at Johns Hopkins. And he gave the opinion that really the bacteria levels are so high, more than a third of the time using conservative standards, they're too high for limited water contact recreation, like the kayaking that sometimes people do in the harbor, or even the dragon boats. The bacteria levels in the harbor are too high. And so really what Ed Bauer of Johns Hopkins was saying is that the city should post a warning sign at the Inner Harbor to say, don't have contact with the water, high bacteria levels. The city does post these signs occasionally along streams or along locations of sewage spills, but the bacteria levels in the Inner Harbor itself are so high according to this Johns Hopkins expert, they should also post it at the Inner Harbor so people know this is a serious problem.
Yeah. There's one, there's a group in the Inner Harbor saying that, you know, make the water in the Inner Harbor literally safe to swim in by 2020. Jeff Raymond, is that feasible?
We aim to continue to make progress toward that goal. I can't tell you about 2020 sitting here at the beginning of 2016, but I can tell you that we have worked to clean up what we inherited years ago, and we are continuing to work to clean up those streams moving forward. We do anticipate that our streams are going to be cleaner, our harbor is going to be cleaner. We're working not just with our sewer system, but with our stormwater runoff program.
But you anticipate that the harbor, for example, is going to be cleaner in a few years, not anytime soon.
No, but then again, we didn't get here soon. This is a problem that was essentially a century in the making.
Yeah. All right. So we're running out of time.
One problem,
Tom, tell them the last word.
Yeah. One problem the city can solve immediately is the public reporting. In our report, we give 119 examples over the last 5 years of sewage dumping of more than 10,000 gallons. Only three times did the city follow the state law and issue press releases.
So that one, unfortunately, gentlemen, we are out of time. Gentlemen,
it's absolutely true.
A whole different thing.
So, gentlemen, we're out of time, and we can't sit here and adjudicate whether you're reporting or not. We're going to have to leave that for another time. I appreciate Jeff Raymond, your time, as well as you, Tom Pelton. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Jeff Raymond is the Chief of Communications and Community Affairs at the Baltimore Department of Public Works. Tom Pelton is the Director of Communications at the Environmental Integrity Project. It's a nonprofit organization that advocates for enforcement of environmental laws. He's one of the authors of Stopping the Flood Beneath Baltimore's Streets, a report commissioned by the Able Foundation. We've got a link to the report on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. On 88.1, I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us, more after the news.